slow wine. How often were they actually drunk? How often were they actually angry? How often was the addictive personality intelligence agencies are told to recruit a reality? Or were they shamming intoxication? Like Rickard Sorger in a bar. Like Burgess guying little boy addiction. Like Philby pretending his love for Mitzi was just a young man's lust and not a life-resolving passion, merging there into quiet pretense with barely any effort. I see him reading his book at last on the balcony, the signal to go home. And was he really reading and alone? The secrecy is always a companion. There is a lyrical compulsion. I see Zorga as cherry blossom, Philby as salving snow. When Pratt really was from AGO, predictable because in an NGO, did he still have real affection for thin, bewildered Serbians? And is there ever any one decision? I wrote once that perhaps a spy does not need to be one often, although whenever I meet one of them, I see them as an actor, not a victim, and assume they are fully in charge of any discrepancies in desire, although it is always so tempting to explicate things. More over a slow wine, clumsy coffee. But I find it the truth soothing, and they must be assumed to have another value. Le Carre saw them as objects of pity, and did not question his own loyalty, knew only what was complicated, near. But he had been beaten badly when he was young, and that will narrow the game one-sidedly, so that a traitor not become a hero, but just another specimen in fear. I can't pity Zorga or Philby. One can see in their eyes the book, the balcony, and you and I can never sit out, calm, there, wait for a control to finish rescue, and know that our unknown is always home.